the late 80s when NASCAR took off and the entry cost to race rose well over $1 million, the average motorhead with a minimum wage job found a home on the dirt track. For the last 30 years, these kings of the mud have rubbed tires, banged doors, and even banged fists.
Oh, we're fighting!
All to become heroes. Alone at night, a woman walks along a busy road in New Orleans. She is deep in thought. It hasn't been a good week for Jessica Morgan. She is spotted by a man driving past. Mark Aaron Rust, a killer brazen enough to report his own crime to police. For the next month, Parker and his crew will be filmed from a distance. But the last help they'll get on this trip is a boat ride from Haines to the start of the Gold Rush Trail.
Whether we like it or not, here we go.
Boats from Seattle, Haines, and San Francisco dumped prospectors on the beach of one of the biggest cities in Alaska. Today, there's nothing left.
These bass were as active as you would expect during the early spring, and you could catch a 5-fish limit throwing just about anything.
I've got confidence in the area I'm in, and I'm just going to keep fishing.
With over 500 miles of shoreline, this deep, skinny lake provides plenty of habitat for both spotted and largemouth bass.
During the mid-50s, Miles Davis asked him to join his group and encouraged him to push his creative boundaries. Coltrane said, "I start in the middle of a sentence, and I move both directions at once."
That is the essence of his search and discovery.
With his astounding technical vision, John Coltrane won 2 Grammy nominations and is considered a jazz innovator by historians around the world.
This is the story of the longest tour in the history of rock and roll. The tour that would shatter a Guinness World Record and propel 30 Seconds to Mars into arenas around the world. Exclusively on Vote.